Plan 2014 is one of the most extraordinary conservation opportunities that we have in New York State. In fact, if I were to think of what is the single most significant thing that we can be doing to help the environment in New York State, it's to be adopting Plan 2014 now.
Why would you say that? Why is it that important?
Because it is truly the opportunity to save a great lake. Over the last 50 years, under the current plan of lake level management, there's been the lake has suffered, the ecosystems have suffered, and just with this one change, it will be a restoration project for 64,000 acres of wetlands.
Who manages Lake Ontario? Isn't this a joint U.S.-Canadian initiative?
Yes, there's an entity called the International Joint Commission that was created by the Boundary Waters Treaty in 1909, and it has the responsibility to recommend to the U.S. and Canadian governments how you deal with water issues that affect both countries.
Why is the level so important, the water level?
Well, the health of the ecosystems around the lake is dependent upon the way the water levels fluctuate. Left to its own devices, the level of water in the lake would ebb and flow, would go up and down for natural reasons. When the Moses Saunders Dam was built in the 1950s, that created an opportunity to artificially regulate the way that the water goes up and down. And what happened as a result of the plan that was adopted at the time, Plan 1958 DD, they compressed the lake level. So instead of an ebb and flow, they made it pretty constant. And that wreaked havoc with the ecosystems around the lake.
How do you get this Plan 2014 ahead of the right people? When you look at the legislative agenda, there's a lot going on next year, but you don't see Plan 2014. How do you get this to the top of the list?
Well, one of the really interesting things about Plan 2014 is that it does not require legislative action. Over the last 14 years, the International Joint Commission has convened a process using the best experts in Canada and the best experts in the United States, biologists, coastal engineers. They did a $20 million scientific study. They solicited input from thousands of stakeholders, the hydroelectric industry, the hunters, the fishermen, everybody who has a stake in this, and they came up with a recommendation, and there is no further process required except for the governments of U.S. and Canada to decide whether to accept the recommendation.
What about on the Canadian side? What's the thinking over there?
The Canadians are in favor of this.
Let's talk a little bit about the Nature Conservancy itself. Tell us a little bit about your organization.
Well, the Nature Conservancy is a global conservation organization. Our mission is to protect and preserve the lands and waters upon which all life depends. And we do that by a whole range of activities, from traditional land conservation, open space projects, to getting involved in policy decisions like this. And the reason this is such a significant decision is that with a single yes, we achieve not just an incredible conservation outcome, restoring 100 square miles of wetlands, which is actually next to the Everglades in Florida, it is the single largest wetland restoration project in the United States, but we also get great economic benefits for the community and other benefits, hydro benefits and so on.
What are some of the major policy goals apart from 2014 that your organization is hoping for in the new session in January?
Well, we're continuing to focus on resiliency and coastal resiliency. We've been very involved with the nitrogen loading issues on Long Island. We've been involved with open space preservation in the Adirondacks. Of course, Plan 2014 is a large priority for us. We're looking at the EPF, which is the source of much environmental funding. We think that there should be a focus on capital expenditures for environmental purposes, wastewater infrastructure, and so on. We think there's a great opportunity right now for the state to focus on its environmental infrastructure, and we're going to be looking at that.
Governor Cuomo's about to begin his second term in office. How would you look back at the first term, some of the positives and some of the negatives, if they're there?
Well, I think that we've had a great partnership with the Cuomo administration with respect to the post-Sandy activities. We participated in the 2100 Commission, which was a real fantastic effort to pull together all of the interests that were worried about future resiliency of New York, and we were able to provide the voice of nature and look at natural infrastructure. And just this year, we saw pass the climate bill, which requires incorporating thinking about climate change into state decisions. The governor has really distinguished himself with pursuing open space preservation in the Adirondacks. So I think that there's been a lot of good environmental policy over the last 4 years, and we're looking forward to continuing to work with the administration to achieve additional goals.
There is a budget surplus, a windfall, some call it, approaching $5 billion that will be available next year. There's a lot of suggestions out there how the state should spend it. Do you have a suggestion, at least part of the money?
Yes. Well, so this should be capital money, and we think that just as people are thinking about infrastructure in terms of roads and bridges, there is environmental infrastructure. So there's wastewater treatment plants, there's open space acquisition. That open space has multiple values in that open space can have climate resiliency, it presents recreational opportunities. So there we think that should be a focus, and really looking at the opportunity to take some of this money and deploy it to address those quality of life issues that are so important for our economy and our public health and our public safety.